Are you ready to live a more meaningful and passionate life? Through the principles of heart living, you'll delve into new theories, discover life wisdom, and achieve greater balance. Become inspired. Tune in to Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, international life coach and practitioner who's helped thousands transform their lives. Part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff will lead you on a remarkable journey of the heart.
Welcome to the Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff show. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host. You're listening to a live Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast at 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston, heard live every first Sunday at 7 p.m. You can also tune into my show on our station, Dream Vision 7 Radio, every week, Wednesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. To learn more and for a full station schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Thanks so much for tuning into our September show. Our topic is Being the Best You. Today's show will help you evaluate how you're participating in your world and what you might do to improve the quality of your life. We'll cover 7 heart-living principles that will help you evaluate your life circumstances. We'll also discuss techniques for balance and growth, and hopefully encourage you to make your own authentic, positive contribution to the world, or that is, just to be your best self. I truly believe that each of us came into this world to develop our own potential. We all came in with different sets of circumstances, and some might say different challenges and advantages. And yet each of us is here to learn, to grow, and of course to develop our greatest potential. I've often thought that we didn't come into this lifetime to imitate some great figure, but instead to really express our own authentic and positive contribution. So I guess the questions that we have to look at on the show today are, how can you become the best person that you can be? What's involved in that? Or what is the best you? And if you were the best you, we could imagine that you would be happy, probably inspired, and hopefully feel good about yourself and your life, and others in your world would feel good too. So again, I'm hoping in this hour to give you some food for thought to create positive change or just to enhance your life. Now, the first heart-living principle that I would have us look at is ask yourself if you are where you want to be. Now, this principle suggests that you would begin to look at how you feel right now about what's going on in your life. Are you where you want to be? And that would be whether it's in your personal or your professional set of circumstances. And how have you been living up until now? You know, do you feel inspired, or in general, do you just feel happy about your life? The best way I found to get perspective on this question is an exercise that I use in my classes, in which you pretend it's your 80th birthday, and you can look back over your life. And by the way, it doesn't matter at all what your age is now. It's really a great exercise to gain perspective. I have a client who's 75, and in class she asked me if we could just change it to the 90th birthday so she could have a little more time. But for consistency, we're going to just pretend today that it's your 80th birthday. Now, the most important reason, really, for this reflection is that you would be able to assess who you are and what you've been creating up until now in your life. Because, you see, you can always decide to do things differently now, no matter what your age. And again, you'll imagine it's your 80th birthday. So what I like to tell my clients in class is that without your knowledge, someone has been videotaping segments of you, both at home and at work, throughout your life. Your friends, your relatives, they've all gathered for your party, and your video is going to be shown. Now, as you reflect on this, I want to propose some interesting questions for you to think about, and this would help you to gain perspective and, again, to course correct. So the first thing, if you think about this 80th birthday video, what are the most important things that you hope your video is going to reveal about your life? You know, what do you want to see on the video? And this could include your work experiences, your family and personal life, your community connections. But it's very important to think about it this way. You know, what have been the highlights of your life? And do they reflect your values? And in turn, of course, do they reflect the best you? Now, after you've thought about this, you can ask yourself another question, and that is, what, if anything, must you change now for this preferred 80th birthday video to be a reality? You know, what do you want to change? So if on your video you feel like you'd want to see greater positive experiences with your family, or maybe more inspiration through your work, or just greater use of your talents and abilities, well, then you can begin to change that now. And finally, our third question to think about from the video is, what are your values, and how in sync are you in living them? And this question really gets at the heart of being the best you, because really what I'm asking is, does your life reflect what is important to you? You know, often we can be on autopilot and just go through life without really making that connection. But if you do, for example, value integrity, well, do you keep your word? Do you live a life that gives you meaning? And is there something that needs to be changed for you to line better up with your values? And if you don't feel quite as in sync as you want to feel, once you've decided what needs to be changed, you can get clear and you can begin to course correct. You can begin to bring the best you to the forefront. And in this way, this leads us to our second heart living principle, and that is, you have to get clear, or the principle is to evaluate what needs to change. And when you begin to evaluate what needs to change, there's really a bottom line, and you'll ask yourself when you reflect on this, what, if anything, do you want to attract into your life now? And, of course, in turn, what do you want to release? Now, if you look at what you want to attract into your life, you might reflect on your personal strengths. Let's say you're a creative person, you have a knack for coming up with interesting solutions. And that's, you know, that's a wonderful skill, but do you share your ideas, or do you implement those solutions? It's one thing to have a great idea and another thing to put that idea into motion. Do you use your skills and your interactions with others, for example, in your work or in your family or personal relationships? On the other hand, let's just say you're a very compassionate person who really genuinely helps others feel comfortable and supported when they need help, and that's a beautiful skill. But do you have compassion for yourself, too? Do you actually ask for what you need? Now, regarding that second idea, what do you want to release? Well, then you'd ask, is there something you've outgrown or that, you know, maybe no longer fits who you've become or even who you want to become? You see, throughout our lives, it helps to do periodic assessments. It's really natural and normal for us to grow out of certain behaviors. And, of course, it's so good that we do. Or just to decide that we no longer want to be climbing a certain mountain, or as they say, that we don't want to go in that direction we've been going. When I was leaving a position 15 years ago at a university to start my heart living work, a friend said to me, "Cynthia, I think you may have climbed the wrong mountain in your career, and now you get that and you're ready to leap off the mountain. Why not just go ahead and do it?" And of course, at that time, I said, "Because I want to be sure I'm going to land with my feet on the ground." To which he said, "Why? You know, what if you're supposed to fly?" And I've really never forgotten that, because sometimes when you realize you've been headed in the wrong direction, you really do have to let go, and that letting go is not easy. It could require that you take a risk, do things differently than your rational mind really might be telling you is even safe. It really takes courage, though, to listen to your intuition and to take a risk when you know in your heart it is the right thing to do. So here are questions that I hope will help you decide areas in your life that really might need your attention. And the first of those questions would be just that simple one, what's not working in your life? What is not working in your life? You know, is there something in your life that you're not so happy about or that needs your attention? And you see, we often have to start by knowing what we don't want any longer before we can actually know what we do want. So just take a moment now or later to contemplate that question, what is not working in your life? Because that's definitely going to be a place to look at closely. Now, a counterpart to that question would be, what could be improved and how? You know, sometimes we can change our attitude or our perceptions about a situation, and that can greatly improve the circumstances we're living in. And sometimes we give a great deal of energy to resisting being where we are. And I'm not saying that you should accept a bad situation, because if you're in a bad situation, of course you should seek to actually get out of it. But when you can't get out or change your personal circumstances, well, once you surrender and you give up the need to fight against your circumstances or even just against your feelings about it, acceptance can actually move you into a greater state of flow within yourself and also within your world. Now, another question, is there an area in your life in which you feel stuck or maybe overextended or just underdeveloped? That can also be a wonderful place to look for opportunities for change. And, you know, have you been wanting to change something in your life? Even just feel more inspired, but you haven't taken any action. Or maybe you need to let go of something that isn't serving you or contributing to the good in your life. Often these things will make us feel out of balance. So again, instead of being on autopilot, for example, a positive step may be to make a decision to change something that needs changing, and then just to get started by making a plan or creating some kind of structure to make that change. So to look at that, let's consider heart living principle number 3, which is very basic, and that is unclutter your life. Now, there are 3 areas in our life that we have to consider all the time, but especially in regard to balance or uncluttering. And those 3 areas are body, mind, and spirit. And our body consists, of course, not only of our physical body, but also of our physical space around us. And, of course, this includes our home, our workplace. As far as our mind, on the other hand, that would relate to our mental and emotional health. And then our spirit would involve everything we're invested in, where we're putting our energy, our life force, the things that make us feel alive. And when you first hear this, you're probably thinking, yes, I know I need to balance at least one area here, but what are the areas that need uncluttering and what would contribute to your becoming a better you? So let's go ahead and start with some ideas about the body. And to do this, you can take a challenge. I call it to unclutter the physical. Now, if we just start again with physical space, we would want to figure out what do you need to clear in your physical space, your home, your car, your office, for example. You see, the energy around you does affect you, and when there's chaos around you, which clutter tends to create, it can impact your energy and the feelings within you. There's a metaphysical saying, as above, so below, or as within, so without. And you may know this is true because when you do unclutter and you let go of unnecessary items, let's say you've gotten rid of some stuff that you really don't need, or better yet, that someone else does need and you've given it to them, you often really just feel so much better. Your mind even feels clearer and your heart often feels lighter. And in addition to uncluttering physical space, you can pay attention to your actual physical body. You can ask, how can you contribute to a more balanced physical energy there? Now, when you evaluate personal issues in regard to your body, you can work on eating healthier, achieving a more ideal weight if that's an issue, exercising more regularly or even just a walking routine, and just in general, different kinds of things to be healthier. It is believed that your physical body is your vehicle that helps carry you through the world. And this is extremely important. I think we underestimate the value and importance of the body. If you had a car, and that's usually how we get through the world, you know you have to attend to oil changes, a tune-up, proper tires, and so on. So you want to give attention to your physical health and, most of all, offer your body respect. Once I heard a quote that went something like this, "Your body's not a leaky boat that you hope gets you there before you sink." How true is that? It really is a trusted companion, and it deserves to be treated well. I've mentioned on previous shows that I teach in Japan, and one thing I teach there is body-mind-energy medicine. And there we say that your body is actually an energy tool of your soul. In fact, your body is not only speaking your mind, but it can reveal to you messages from your soul. It's got its own language, in other words. And they believe that the body is your palace and the heart itself is your emperor. So all your organs are simply lieutenants reporting to your heart. So then honoring your body is a way of honoring your heart, which, again, is leading your spirit or housing your spirit. And it's believed also that your blood follows your spirit. So another way to say this is that your physical body is going to reveal circumstances of your spirit. You see, everything's integrated, so yes, your body is actually going to speak your mind. And that also means, again, that you would want to exercise and move your body, but also to rest it, to eat well, and just to treat it with respect. Now let's look at the mind. Well, the mind contains 2 primary aspects, the mental and the emotional. And a wonderful first step in healing the mind is to release and heal old grudges. which would mean forgiving others and, of course, forgiving yourself, too, and then all situations. And I want you to consider, really, that everything in the world is a form of energy. You are energy, and, of course, everything else is, too. So every day, you decide what you want to give your energy to, or what you want to plug into, so to speak. And when you haven't forgiven someone or gotten over something, when you haven't released it, you're still making an investment in it. You're still giving your energy to it. And believe it or not, that is taking your life force, or we could say that's impacting your spirit. And remember, of course, that in turn is going to impact your body. So when you do release and heal old grudges, you forgive others and yourself in all different situations, you are really healing more than just your mind. You're healing your body and your spirit. Second, in this category of the mind, you want to figure out how to let go of negative thinking, especially if that's a habit, and you want to begin to look at the world as a more positive place. You know the Einstein quote, if you believe the world's a friendly or unfriendly place, it changes everything. Well, you know, ask yourself, what do you believe about the world? Do you believe and trust that you're going to be okay? And do you find meaning in what you're doing in life? Because all of this is really important. And it's never too late to change your mind, so to speak, about the past by changing your perceptions. Maybe things are not as you have held them to be. It might just have been the way you interpreted them. So it is really important for your own good health to be willing to change your story, because the world is going to appear to you through the glasses of your own perceptions. Now, another thing about the mind would be to practice activities that do allow you to release, and also to honor your feelings and your thoughts, because remember, the mind is the mental and the emotional aspects. So being able to express yourself with others is very important for your well-being and, of course, for your health. And you would want to ask, you know, is there someone that I can share my honest feelings with in a constructive way? We all need someone like that. It can be a friend, a family member, a coach or counselor. It could be a support group. And I'm not referring, though, to confrontational discussions that we sometimes have with each other, but something where you do feel heard, you feel supported, and even though it would be a form of constructive communication. You can also release and honor your feelings by writing about them. Do you journal? That can be really helpful as a way of disclosing how you feel. But basically, what research has shown is that self-disclosure is extremely important for the health of your heart, literally and emotionally, and in turn, of course, for your body and your health. Research, again, has documented this. So we've talked about the body, we've talked about the mind, and that leads us to the spirit. Okay, so you're investing your spirit in everything you do. And you might think of your spirit as housed in your heart or as your feelings of inspiration or just what gives you energy or life force. Now, one way to honor your spirit, to bring about the best you, is, again, to invest in activities, but in particular, to invest in those that help you feel peaceful and calm. You know, there's really no substitute for feeling peaceful and calm energy, because when you do feel that, you know your body rhythms and your life rhythms are connected in a state of flow and harmony. And remember, flow is your natural state. And sometimes when we just let go of the need to control everything, we truly enter into a better, more natural state of flow. Another way to honor your spirit and to enhance your health is to spend some time in nature. I have 5 certifications in alternative care, and I have learned that many diseases are a result of disconnection from nature. I studied medical intuition, and one thing I remember learning was that chronic fatigue, you know, that is the state of always feeling tired, even when you wake up, for example, and have had sleep. And this state, by the way, chronic fatigue is really prevalent in our society. It's believed, though, in part, it's a result of a disconnection from nature. And as one of my instructors put it, many people never take a walk in nature or enjoy a sunrise or a sunset. And nature itself helps provide the compound called DHEA. It helps to bring that compound into our bodies, and this DHEA is what helps us fight cancer. Now, there are many ways, by the way, to bring DHEA in. One is to be out in nature, but also through positive feelings, laughter, joy, compassion, love. This sort of floods our body with DHEA. And you can feed your spirit through different activities also, such as meditating, praying, or reading some kind of uplifting spiritual materials, watching uplifting shows. But mainly, just do what connects you in some way to a power, or we would say a force that's greater than yourself, or one that inspires you. Now, there are many faiths, and there are many methods of introspection that feed a person's spirit or soul. And I really don't know that it matters so much what inspires you, but rather that you become inspired and that something helps give you meaning in your daily life. That is what's going to bring about your best you. You can say that you have a personal truth, whether that's compassion or love or integrity, and the truth could be like a compass that guides you. Dr. Carl Jung, who's a famous Swiss psychiatrist, said, in the latter part of life especially, it becomes critical to take an inward journey, to figure out and live what really matters, to connect with the world within ourselves, and really one of the best ways to do that is through meditation, through prayer, and through different forms of inspiration. Now, also in regard to balancing your spirit, enhancing your spirit, pay attention to your breathing, because believe it or not, your breathing reflects your life. So how are you breathing throughout the day? If you find that you're taking short, shallow breaths, you're probably anxious. And our breathing, of course, reflects anxiety. We tend to take more shallow breaths when we aren't calm or peaceful. And it's these shallow breaths that really don't contribute energy to our body. So practicing a healthier breathing style helps us take full breaths from the abdomen, moving the breath or the energy upward. So again, just fully breathe from your abdomen. One of my energy medicine teachers suggested that disease originates when energy is stuck in the lower chakras or the energy centers of the body and doesn't flow smoothly through the body. So again, you know, full breaths, that's what we need. Also, bring new and inspiring things into your life. You know, is there a new area of interest that you could study or delve into? I have friends who love to learn how to play a musical instrument, and some are doing that in retirement or just learning golf or skiing. So when we come back from our break, we're going to get ready to take a break. We'll get on to the next Heart Living Principle. But for now, it's time for a break. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, live with Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston. We'll be back for further tips on being the best you. To call in during the next part of our show, the local number is 617-237-1234, or you can call toll-free 866-338-9663.
Are you ready to live a more meaningful and passionate life? Through the principles of heart living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, international life coach and energy medicine practitioner, you'll delve into new theories, discover life wisdom, and achieve greater balance. Become inspired. Connect with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff through her Dream Vision 7 radio show, Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Visit Cynthia's website at heartliving.com and like her Facebook page at facebook.com/heartliving for inspiration and guidance. Cynthia has helped thousands transform their lives. Let her lead you on a remarkable journey of the heart.
Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Intuitive Children with Dr. Nikki Show, where you'll discover holistic strategies and techniques that support intuitive and empathic children in our homes, in schools, and in healthcare. Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that'll help you improve the lives of these magnificent children and help their inner light shine even more brightly on the planet. Our program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Tune in every first Sunday at 6 p.m. for maximum success, the Coach Brew Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome back. broadcast here at 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, host of Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Our topic is being the best you. You can call in during this part of the show. Our local number is 617-237-1234, or you can call toll-free 866-338-9663. So we left off talking about bringing something new and inspiring into your life, and now that you're gaining some clarity and you're evaluating this idea of uncluttering and bringing in new things, here I want to emphasize the idea, as you get clear, that you do something that I call just take aim. So Heart Living principle number 4 is to get clear and take aim. Now this principle really suggests that you decide what you want in your life. You may know that what you don't want, but now you're going to say, okay, I know what I don't want. Now I'm going to evaluate and decide what I do want. And sometimes I say to clients, if money were not a variable, you know, what would you be doing with your life? Or sometimes we joke, you know, here's a magic wand. What would you want to create? And this can be helpful because then you remove all limitations and really get at the heart of where you would want to be, what you would want to be doing, and so on. You know, do you want more peace, more love, inspiration, a better lifestyle? But at any rate, just really look at what do I want? And then be sure to change any attitudes that you might have that would undermine your goal. Now, this is really important because if you decide that you want something, but on a deeper subconscious level, you decide that you can't have it, or let's say you just don't believe deep down that you can have it, you're probably going to sabotage yourself or undermine your goal. So really, you want to evaluate your attitude and what you believe is available to you. I often say that the concept of abundance, you know, abundance is the concept, of course, of having plenty or having enough. And it really depends upon how each of us feels about our life, because you see, my understanding of what's available to me may be entirely different than your understanding of what's available to you. So no matter your circumstances, just keep in mind that how you perceive your life really matters. And no matter your circumstances, you always have the power of choice in how to respond to life. It helps to cultivate also and just nurture positive habits. You know, set up some ways to balance your body, your mind, and your spirit. And these could be positive routines for exercise, for relaxing, just something to stay committed to your goals. You want to create structures to do this. And mainly, though, for me anyway, I have to hold the bigger picture in mind. If I get caught in the moment and I feel like, oh, I don't really want to take a walk, but if I hold the bigger picture in mind, I realize why taking a walk is really going to be helpful to me for my body, my mind, and my spirit. Also, I know that when I eat well, I just feel better. So remember when you choose your food, how you want to feel after you've eaten. And this can help you maintain positive habits because you're actually looking at what those habits are going to create. Now, of course, you want to set goals for yourself. So decide what you want in some area of your life and then speak it. Get clear. Write your goals down. And I, for one, feel that writing my goals down helps me to get clearer in my mind. It's almost as though I make them concrete by writing them down. And then once you have actually established a goal and you're clear about it, now you want to start with some small steps and keep a momentum, you know, just keep moving, practice consistency. This is really important and often not understood. You see, movement itself is necessary in manifesting your desired goal because movement is an antidote to fear. Or when you're feeling stuck, of course, you're not moving. So when you're moving, you're going to stay in a state of flow. And it might just be one small step at a time. You know, one small step every day will keep you moving towards your goal. And believe it or not, we said before, you have to work at it to be stuck, so get in that state of flow. And how do we get stuck anyway? Well, we try to control our lives, and we try to look at every outcome. We're going to know exactly what's going to happen. But just remember that control itself basically is an illusion because we're never really in control. And sometimes we stay stuck by just being resistant to our life circumstances or always trying to control the outcome of everything. Now, in addition to taking these small steps, you've set a goal, you're clear, you're taking small steps, I have found it really helps to be sure that your goals are measurable. And what do I mean by that? Well, set up a structure to support your goals and something that allows you to measure whether or not you're actually meeting them. So let's say I want to exercise more frequently. Well, that's the goal. But a structure would involve a plan to exercise four times a week on specific days and times. It's this structure that's going to help you know if you're meeting your goal. Previously, I've had clients say, you know, I'm going to exercise, but then because they don't actually decide when and where and how and what time, by the end of the week, they're like, I wanted to exercise four times, but I've never gone yet and done any of it. So the next Heart Living principle, number five, is probably more important than anything to ensure your success. And that principle is to hold conscious intent. So what is meant by holding conscious intent? Well, you may know what you want to do, but you have to keep in your conscious mind what you want to do. And you've got to line your intention up with your actions. Or another way to say it is you've got to keep your intention at the forefront of your thoughts. So let's say you want to release your fears and you're holding a viewpoint that includes a bigger picture. Let's say maybe you just really want to be happy. So how do you maintain this intention? You're going to need to remind yourself of your intention every day. And one way to do this, you can practice a daily ritual that reminds you to stay positive and on task. Now, we have all kinds of daily practices or rituals anyway, such as, you know, showering first thing in the morning, preparing a cup of coffee. So whatever your basic morning ritual is it possible to bring your specific intention for that day into your mind and create a habit of doing that by tying it into the daily ritual? I have a client who told me that when she wakes up, she turns the shower on, and in the first few minutes under the shower, she collects her thoughts about her intention for the day, and she uses those few minutes to remind herself of whatever it is she wants to hold on to. You know, she takes a deep breath, she remembers that she's going to slow down and live more mindfully, not rush, maybe pay attention to her breathing, since those tend to be her goals. But she actually holds on to that by linking it to that other daily ritual. And that can be a wonderful way to help you remember your intention and to bring it into action. So you might want to say to yourself, what is one thing I can do today, not only to hold intention, but to enhance my goal, you know, to meet my goal? So let's say you've decided to get healthier. You get up in the morning, you remember that's your intention. So what's one thing today, though, that you can actually do to contribute to getting healthier? In a heart program that I teach, it's actually the signature program that I teach called Leading from the Heart, I ask clients to take on something to move them forward. It's a personal project that 'll improve their lives. And one client decided to call her project, I'm going to do one thing every day that scares me. Now, that might sound odd, but I knew exactly what she meant. She was going to do something every single day that would take her out of her comfort zone. And I have to tell you, she did that, and it completely changed her life dramatically during that 8-week program. Another thing that sometimes we need to do is just finish a project. Unfinished projects can take a lot of energy. So if you have one of those hanging around, you know, have you set a structure with specific steps and deadlines to make that happen? Because those are burdens that weigh us down. So let's say you've decided, okay, I know what I want to do. I'm going to do something to enhance my life, stay balanced, meet my goal. Well, what you're also talking about is establishing a discipline or a structure to support your intention. And what I love to tell people, because when I found this out, it really inspired me, the word discipline, which we, of course, have all these negative connotations associated with, it's actually Latin, and it's Latin from the root disciple, which just means to grasp, because disciples grasp the teaching of the master. So discipline is actually a very positive word, and it's saying, you know, you're going to set up a structure to grasp your goal. So sometimes people create a word, and every day they remind themselves of the word in order to stay focused. So again, let's say you want to balance your eating, you want to be healthy. Well, maybe the word balance doesn't do it for you, but maybe just the word healthy does. But choose a word that obviously is going to motivate you to keep your intention in mind. And how do you remain with intention? Well, that takes us to our sixth Heart Living principle. Stay motivated and visualize your success. Now, we're almost there. So how are you going to keep this momentum going? Well, for starters, remind yourself frequently of why you want to achieve your goal. You know, what's going to be the outcome? How are you going to feel? How's your life going to change? If you cannot get caught in the daily minutia, but you can look at the bigger picture and remember the intended good that's going to come from your meeting your goal, this can sometimes be just what you need to propel you. We said before, you can write it down to be clear, but you can also create a vision board to remind you. And many times in my classes, I have individuals create a vision board. It can be any size. Some people don't mind using like a bulletin board or a poster frame. Either one of those two works nicely. But you just gather pictures or words that reflect or remind you of your intention. Let's say you want to live in a different home or location. Well, is there a picture or word that best represents that desire? One of the things I like so much about the vision board is it makes it concretely before you. And you can also commit to an accountability partner. Now, in all my classes, I ask individuals to choose an accountability partner. This is a friend. And this person will support you. It's kind of like having a cheerleader cheering you on, someone who's going to ask you each week if you're doing what you said you were going to do or just staying true to your structure. And, of course, the good news is you're going to be the same for that person. You're going to help them as well. So you can focus on your successes in this way. Now, we're going to take another break, and I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, live with Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston. We'll be back for further tips on being the best you. The call-in for our show is local number 617-237-1234 or toll-free 866-338-9663.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
The Massachusetts Soldiers Legacy Fund, MSLF, was founded in 2004 with a simple goal: to provide educational assistance grants to the children of Massachusetts service members who were killed while deployed on operations enduring and Iraqi freedom. With its current resources, the MSLF guarantees a minimum of $40,000, $10,000 per annum, in educational funding to each child of a fallen service member whose home of record at the Department of Defense was Massachusetts. There's no selection process. If an individual is a child of a service member whose service is credited to Massachusetts and whom gave his or her life in Operation Enduring or Iraqi Freedom, that child qualifies for MSLF funds. We're proud to report that we're accomplishing our founding objective thanks to the support of individuals and organizations throughout the United States. To donate, go to mslfund.org.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Are you ready to live a more meaningful and passionate life? Through the principles of Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, international life coach and energy medicine practitioner, you'll delve into new theories, discover life wisdom, and achieve greater balance. Become inspired. Connect with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff through her Dream Vision 7 radio show. Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Visit Cynthia's website at heartliving.com and like her Facebook page at facebook.com/heartliving for inspiration and guidance. Cynthia has helped thousands transform their lives. Let her lead you on a remarkable journey of the heart.
Change in life can be a peaceful evolution. Join Brenda Pierce and guests on the Healthy Wealthy Evolution Show, where you'll receive solutions to wealth, wellness, and joy. The Healthy Wealthy Evolution Show is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network and heard every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston and syndicated on the Dream Vision 7 radio network worldwide.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, host of Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Our topic is being the best you. Now, you can call in the local number 617-237-1234 or toll free 866-338-9663. So before our last break, we talked about focusing on our successes, having an accountability partner. And, you know, if you do fall into any old patterns, remind yourself of the power of three words, and I always call them my three magic words, up until now. You can check out a YouTube video by that title at my Heart Living video channel on YouTube. And I use these three magic words all the time just to remind you that today's a new day, so you don't have to drag the past into the present, and I hope it will inspire you. You can also have a reward system. Sometimes people are more motivated to meet their goal or to change their lives if they schedule something to look forward to. So, you know, once you have achieved your goal, maybe you have a plan to treat yourself to a movie, do something enjoyable, or at least something you might not do otherwise that you could look forward to. And maybe the most important thing of all, now this is what I consider to be the big one, it's to visualize your success in a meditation every day. And we know that our thoughts are helping create our reality. So you would make a point to spend 5 to 10 minutes every single day daydreaming about your success. You know, see it, feel it play out. We daydream all the time, so why not choose to daydream in a way that you envision and feel your success? I also term it going into an inner workshop every day, even briefly. And you could kind of think of it as you're playing your own inner video of success. Because whatever you give your attention to, they say, you will draw into your life. And these thoughts and these feelings are attracting your desired circumstances. And that brings us to our last Heart Living principle, principle number 7, which is just to give thanks. It is so important to be grateful for what we have. In fact, in metaphysics, I was taught that gratitude is called the gas pedal for manifesting, because when you're grateful, and especially when you're hopeful, you cannot really be fearful at the same time. So the more grateful and hopeful you are, or we could say the more faith you have in the good coming to you, the more you're sending a message into the universe that says, I appreciate everything I have, or I know that everything's happening in perfect order in time. And when you hold this kind of positive outlook, you really tend to be more tolerant, more hopeful, you know, more generous, and just plain inviting of more positive experiences into your life. And part of being grateful, I believe, is to use our resources fully. You know, we have so many things in our lives that we don't fully use or respect or value. These could be external physical things like a great computer or a nature trail close by. And they can include a talent or an ability that we're not using as well. So just honor what you do have, whether it's within yourself or outside yourself. And we have wonderful people in our lives that also are resources for us. And, you know, that reminds me that we have to take care of each other. We have to take care of our world because we're in partnership with the universe. And I believe that when you help the universe becomes your loving partner as well. So just be mindful. Take only what you need. Now, another critical part is to expect good things to come to you. So do you expect good things to come to you? And, you know, they say you're going to meet your own expectations. So what are you expecting and what are you putting your attention on? Because that's what's going to expand in your life. When you do expect good things, you actually invite them in. There's an emotion that a friend of mine referred to once as elevation. So, you know, let yourself feel elevated, happier, lift your spirits, be optimistic, and know that no matter what's going on, you can choose how you're going to respond to it. I also truly believe that holding a bird's eye view, just lifting yourself above your circumstances and looking down, also gives you that greater perspective, kind of like what we did with the 80th birthday video. It'll help you to be truer to what you want to be, more in sync. So imagine how you're being the best version of you contributes goodness to the world. You see, being the best you really is not about having a carefree life, but it's about creating a good life. It's about using your strengths and talents every day and holding a positive, can-do attitude to produce happiness and meaning for yourself while contributing to others' positive experiences and happiness in this way as well. And while companies create mission statements all the time in order to stay focused and on target, you can create a mission statement for yourself as an individual. In fact, in a class that I teach called Passion and Purpose, each person not only creates a vision board, but they also create a mission statement. And you can allow this mission statement to guide your life. And I always say make it a sentence that's pretty simple so that you actually can remember it. My personal mission statement I want to share with you is this. It's, I seek to raise my consciousness, and I call that my understanding of life, and to live life in a positive way while I assist others in doing the same. You see, if I do this, I know this mission statement is going to help me create the best version of me. It's kind of like my compass. It guides me all the time. And getting clear, maintaining a positive attitude, taking risks to wake up and live fully, well, all of this, you know, what we might call living the good life or being the best you, all of this is going to lead you to create a more authentic and meaningful life, and most of all, one that you want to be living. Now, I'd like to share a story with you about changing your circumstances, and this is a true story about my children. At the time of the story, my son was 8 years old and a little wiser about the world, and his sister was 3, but nonetheless, she was very bright, and we were all 3 walking down the street. And she saw a penny. And, of course, I said, see a penny, pick it up. All the day you'll have good luck. But anyway, my daughter, before she could pick the penny up, my son had said from this wisdom he'd learned at age 8, you know, Courtney, don't pick it up. If it's tails up, it gives you bad luck. And I guess, again, that's something he'd heard from other children. But anyway, in her innocence, Courtney at age 3 turned to him and said, Matthew, if it's tails up, just turn it over, then pick it up. You see, my daughter knew that she didn't have to settle for her circumstances the way they were, that she could change things, and she knew it at 3 years old. And sometimes I really believe it's in our most innocent selves that we know that we really can change our lives. It's the learned self that we have to sort of unlearn or untrain. So by all means, turn your pennies over, too. Recently, I taught the same topic in a webinar. It'll soon be up on YouTube. So, you know, by all means, go to YouTube, Heart Living Video, one word, Heart Living Video, and subscribe, and you'll be able to pick up this webinar. But anyway, I was asked a number of questions, and I'm going to share just a few with you right now. One person had a question, and that was, how do you handle life regrets? His idea was that, you know, yes, he wants to become the best you, but he had a lot of regrets about life. And, you know, what I said to him is that we all wish at times that something had turned out differently than it did or, you know, that we'd made a different choice. And but I think that when that is the case, the most important thing to do is to forgive not just others but most of all ourselves. And we can always change our viewpoint about the situation because what I try to do is say, you know, life or these life experiences I have are not all about winning and losing. They're really for all of us about learning, and we are each other's teachers. And it takes a certain humility, but it is humbling just to say, you know, I learned from that, and I can hold a bigger picture and know that somehow it brought me to where I am and all is well. Another person had asked on the show, were there any tips for retirement? And I think that's really a great question, because many people get to a place toward the latter part of life where maybe they've played it safe or they just don't know how to let go of the job. And or you could also say that most of their life had been more ego-directed through their work, and now suddenly without a job, they're kind of rudderless. So one of the things I shared is that Dr. Carl Jung, famous Swiss psychiatrist I mentioned before, he believed that we have three stages, the morning, the afternoon, and the evening of our lives. Now, this is what's really important, and we can all think about this no matter what age. He said we cannot be in the evening about what we were about in the morning or the afternoon, because you see, in the evening, the journey goes inward. And then it becomes a time to really use those talents and explore yourself. And if we came into the world from a psychological standpoint to become our real selves, well, it's time to do that now. So be thinking throughout your life, what if I wanted to do, you know, what would you enjoy doing, especially when you have more time in retirement to do that? And that is definitely a time to look at that 80th birthday and live what matters, to really be the witness. Finally, a question that I was asked at the webinar was, are there any tips on helping kids become their best selves? What a good question, because, you know, kids, we have to allow kids expression, but in part we also have to model and teach respect and ambition and encourage them, love them, praise them, because you can do something in 30 seconds. You can say a statement that, or somebody could have said something to you that took all of 30 seconds that, you know, you've been stuck on for a lifetime. So be cautious about what you say. You want to be encouraging, but you also want to model. I think as a parent, you can do nothing better than live a great life yourself as a caregiver and a parent. And in fact, there's a Jung quote that says, there's nothing more detrimental to a child than the unlived life of the parent. So rather than try to live through the child, you want to model for the child so that the child is able to see through you using your talents and abilities and you being balanced and you, again, modeling a good life, that child will be encouraged to do the very same. So, you know, I thank you this evening for tuning in. It's really been my pleasure to have you here for this show. And throughout our lifetime, we're going to have so many opportunities for what we need to master, for what we need to let go of or to heal. It's our response, though, to the repeated situations that come up that really help us heal. So no matter what has happened in your life, let's say you experienced abandonment as a child, rejection as an adult, just remember how you respond to your life right now is so important. As we begin to close our show this evening, I'm thanking you very much for tuning in. It was such a pleasure to spend this time with you. Please go to my website, heartliving.com, to my Facebook, which is also Heart Living, for daily quotes. And thank you so much for tuning in. Promise yourself that you will practice heart living by living your life with passion and purpose. I look forward to our October program. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, live with Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, 1510 AM, NBC Sports Radio, Boston. I wish you the very best in being the best you.
Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Join us the first Sunday evening of every month at 7 p.m. to explore ways to live a more inspired and passionate life. Gain clarity, balance, and purpose as Cynthia guides you on an enlightening journey of personal transformation. For more information, find Cynthia at her website, heartliving.com, or on Facebook, facebook.com/heartliving.